Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
Sebuah penelitian menemukan peran musik sebagai alat untuk mendukung kesejahteraan anak-anak dan remaja. Dapat meningkatkan kepercayaan diri, hubungan sosial, serta peningkatan humor dan ampuh untuk mengatasi stres. Menelusuri lebih dalam penelitian tersebut dan bagaimana hal itu dapat membantu kaula muda dalam pertumbuhannya, baik itu kenangan bernyanyi atau memainkan alat musik, belajar musik bisa dimulai sejak usia dini.
Well, it depends who you ask, but there is a famous quote by a Hungarian ethnomusicologist and composer and educator who said 9 months before the birth of the mother. So I think that sums it up quite nicely. It's never too young, but of course it needs to be age and developmentally appropriate.
Demikian Dr. Jason Guppy, seorang peneliti di Universitas Edith Cowan dan juga pelatih musik yang telah menghabiskan 15 tahun mengajar di sekolah dasar dan menengah di Australia. Ia telah mencoba menghubungkan titik-titik dan mencari tahu peran yang dapat dimainkan oleh pembelajaran musik dalam mendukung kesejahteraan kaum muda. Dari usia 5 hingga 25 tahun, apa saja dampak keterlibatan musik dalam aspek kesejahteraan, termasuk mengatur emosi, membangun hubungan, dan mempromosikan kesehatan mental yang positif. Memilah-milah penelitian, ia juga membantu mengidentifikasi 423 sumber yang kemudian dikerucutkan menjadi lebih jauh lagi untuk menjaga agar penelitian tetap fokus. Australia dan Inggris muncul sebagai negara utama yang paling banyak melakukan penelitian ini.
Well, what's really interesting is that this is an emerging field, and we did actually do an international scoping review of all the literature globally, but predominantly research is all currently situated in Australia and the UK, and that's obviously something that as a global community and a scholarly community, we need addressing.
Dia mengatakan bahwa ada beberapa tren yang jelas muncul dari penelitiannya, yang diterbitkan dalam jurnal yang ditelaah oleh Research Studies in Music Education.
The motivation behind this study wasn't necessarily to look at how to create professional musicians. It was how can we be our best selves through learning music. And so the benefits that we're seeing relate to social confidence, relate to healthy relationships, relate to social cohesion, emotional regulation, identity development. There's also educational benefits in terms of accomplishment and achievement. And these kind of benefits that are experienced through music, we found are directly transferable to other aspects of life. And for those that are most vulnerable in the community, we found that they benefit the most. Achievement in music can translate to achievement in other areas of life very easily.
Penemuan ini juga menyimpulkan faktor-faktor yang membuat program pembelajaran musik menjadi efektif untuk meningkatkan kesejahteraan anak muda di berbagai tempat, baik di sekolah maupun berbagai inisiatif masyarakat. Program yang disesuaikan dan dipesan lebih dahulu sangat efektif dalam menargetkan kelompok populasi tertentu seperti pemuda adat, penyandang disabilitas, atau mereka yang berasal dari latar belakang pengungsi atau migran.
There's quite a mix within this scoping review, and they include people who are disengaged from schools, so those that are struggling to connect with the current schooling system. There's also those that are experiencing mental health challenges. There's also included in the study also music in prisons for young people who are incarcerated and are in contact with the criminal justice system. So there's a whole range of contexts that we've engaged within this particular study, which is why we wanted to go beyond school, because music is having a powerful influence even beyond school and in the community. But we're finding, yes, it's the characteristics and the properties of music that are making a difference, but also the social aspects of doing music. Music is fundamentally a social practice, and coming together to make music, even beyond listening to music, we're finding is having substantial benefits to individuals and their communities.
Kekuatan musik untuk membantu pendukung para generasi muda untuk lebih berkembang adalah sesuatu yang sangat dirasakan oleh Dombrook.
when you get it into shaping your story and having a voice, especially for a young person or adolescents that haven't found their purpose or voice, music or lyric writing helps kind of, your emotions helps you find, have a voice, I suppose, and find your sense of purpose and move through some of those maybe emotions or troubling emotions that you're going through and kind of make sense of them. And music kind of is like the counselor for that.
Pada usia 17 tahun, sebuah gitar bekas berhasil memainkan peran penting dalam hidupnya dalam membantu melewati masa-masa sulit.
I had a kind of upbringing that was all over the place and no father figure and quite poor. It was an ex-door neighbor actually that believed in me, was throwing out a guitar and wanted to give it to someone that would use it. And it was at the point where I was just getting into finding my voice through music, very late in the picture actually, never did music in school. So I was about 16, 17 and paid for a songwriting camp for me to go to. And this camp was one of those life-changing moments that kind of, I came back from this camp just knowing that I wanted the voice that I'd found, the purpose that I'd found through music. Something was just sparked inside of me to help others and change lives through music.
Lebih dari 20 tahun yang lalu, ia memutuskan untuk melakukan hal tersebut melalui program pendamping kaum muda, Musicians Making a Difference, yang juga dikenal dengan singkatan MMAD. Penjangkauan secara langsung dilakukan di New South Wales dan Queensland dengan program online yang memperluas akses secara nasional. Dia mengatakan bahwa misinya adalah untuk membantu kaum muda yang bermasalah, menemukan arah masa depan mereka, apakah itu di bidang musik atau di bidang lain seperti jurnalisme.
Young people out of juvenile justice, refugees, kids that are homeless, kids even from pretty good families, but they're just sorting out stuff. But I'd say the majority is more at-risk young people. Create this special environment where at MMAD, where it's a family, and where there's, freedom from judgment. There's no judgment. There's a place they can be themselves. There's a place they can find their childlike self again and find confidence in that and then go on to make their lives remarkable. And the funny thing about MMAD is our vision is to see every young person have someone who believes in them. And we use music because it's such a powerful tool to be able to break down those barriers and find what's special about young people and help them in their journey.
Karya ini menjadi transformatif bagi para alumni seperti Daniel Harvey, yang kini dikenal dengan nama panggung D Minor. Pemusik ini menemukan bakatnya dalam menulis lirik rap, keterampilan yang diasah saat bergabung dengan program ini pada saat ia berusia 14 tahun. Pada saat itu, ia juga dirujuk oleh seorang konselor remaja.
Had been through so much at that stage, just through like the foster care refuge system, being a state ward, and not having a sense of belonging or feeling accepted anywhere, and then meeting MMAD, and then just feeling like I belong somewhere, feeling like that there was a bigger purpose for me, and then having someone that believes in you and being able to share my music and kind of encourage, have someone that would encourage me through that process and kind of use that music as a tool and an outlet to overcome some hurt and pain, yeah.
Itu termasuk menceritakan pengalamannya menjadi tunawisma pada usia 11 tahun. Dan itu membawanya ke atas panggung untuk mengikuti audisi Australia's Got Talent pada tahun 2019 dengan lagu berjudul Concrete Pillow.
I know it's hard to see the future and imagine it's bright. I have dimmed my lights down, I keep crashing at night. Every foster home I'm rusted in, I'm highly distorted. And the pain ain't going nowhere, I don't try to avoid it. Sometimes it's too much to bear, can you carry my load? I know the streets snatch you up, so we rarely die old. I used to sleep next to bakeries to gain some warmth. Kinda crazy how you saved me in the heart of the storm.
So build me up and take me home. I'll leave
Hal ini membawanya ke arah untuk terus mengembangkan keterampilannya. Ia mengatakan bahwa dampak yang bisa ditimpulkannya hampir tidak bisa diungkapkan dengan kata-kata.
if someone can listen to my music and they can feel like, okay, they can overcome something, then I'm like, I should be able to share that. So that, and that for me is incredible. And especially when there's a message behind it and to raise awareness for a situation, that's quite big and not something that I ever imagined, but the journey's been incredible.
Bagi seorang Jason Guppy, pengalaman awal yang dimiliki orang dengan musik sangatlah kuat.
I think it's time that the federal government in particular is stepping up to ensure that every child has access to a music and arts education, regardless of their postcode, regardless of the family that they're born into. It's essential for a complete education, and we're talking about a better, fairer school education system. Music has to be a part of that, there's no question.
Disusun oleh Bima Kwan untuk SBS News, diproduksi oleh Rachel Priscilla untuk SBS Program Bahasa Indonesia.
Sukai, berbagi, komentar. Ikuti SBS Program Bahasa Indonesia di Facebook.